This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. Nice to see everybody. Hope everybody is doing well. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Daf Ayin Hei. The Gemara asks the Stira, because on Ayin Daled Amud Beis, the Gemara asks the contradiction that if a man marries a woman on condition that she doesn't have Nedarim, or she doesn't have Mumin, or even if he doesn't specifically say that, but it's presumed the guy doesn't want to marry a woman that has these imperfections or has Nedarim, and she goes ahead and she goes to a Chacham and is Mater the Nedarim, so it's a good marriage. If she goes to a doctor and the doctor heals her, it's not a good marriage. The difference being, a Chacham uproots the Nedar retroactively, so at the time of the marriage, turns out she didn't have Nedarim. A doctor only cures from here on. The Gemara asks the Stira that there's a Braisa that says if she goes to a Chacham, it's not a good marriage. So Rava said it's not a contradiction. One Braisa is Rav Meir, one is the Rabbi Elazar. Rav Meir holds a man does not mind if his wife is shamed in Beis Din. So a man could say, I married her on condition she doesn't have Nedarim. But now she doesn't have Nedarim. Why? Because she went to a Chacham. But according to Rabbi Elazar, if the man married her on condition that she doesn't have any Nedarim on her, he can't say, well, the marriage turns out to be good because it turns out that she doesn't have any Nedarim, because she did not release herself from the Nedarim in a way that's pleasing to him. Namely, she went to a Chacham. The man never would marry such a woman that has Nedarim, and the only way to get it off is to publicly humiliate herself by going to Beis Din. So Rav Meir says a man does not mind if his wife is embarrassed in Beis Din, and Rav Elazar says he does mind. Therefore, we're four lines from the top on Ayin Hei Amud Aleph. Rav Meir Oimer, Kol Neder Shetzarach Chakiras Chacham Lo Yachzer. Rav Meir says any Neder that needs the uprooting of a Chacham, a man can never take her back. The Rav Meir holds, somebody who divorces his wife because of a neder, he can never take her back. Why? Because then he could really mess her up. He could say, after she remarried someone and had 17 kids, he could say, oh, if I would have known that you would have gone to a Chacham to be matir your neder, I never would have divorced you. So Rav Meir holds that he can't take her back, and that's a valid option to say that she could go to Beis Din and release it. Rav Elazar Amar, Lo Yasru Tzarach Alav Nei She'eino Tzarach. Rav Elazar says, really, a neder that needs Chakiras Chacham, it should not be Asr to take her back, because he would not have wanted her to go to Beis Din. The only reason we do that is because of Einoy Tzarach. Because of a neder that does not need a Chacham to release, and only needs to be released based on only a neder that the husband himself could release, is there an issue of taking her back? Rameir holds a person would consent for his wife to be ashamed in Beis Din. Rabbi Lezer Savar, in Adam Roitza Shetisbaz Ishtai. Rabbi Lezer holds a person would not want his wife to be ashamed in Beis Din. That's the first answer to the Stira in the Braisa on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Rava Amar, Rava says a different answer. Rava says a different approach. Why do one Braisa say Chacham v'hitir mekudeshes, and one Braisa say Chacham v'hitira eina mekudeshes? Rava Amar, Hacha b'isha chashuva askinan. Really? Normally? For a typical woman, if you marry her on condition she doesn't have nedarim and she has a neder, so then, if she goes to a Chacham and he's Matarit, that's fine. But here we're talking about an Isha Chashuva. So an Isha Chashuva, granted the Chacham was Matar her Neder, and it becomes Mutar retroactively. However, there's still a danger that she might make Nedarim in the future. And so you say, well, if she makes Nedarim in the future, he has an easy way out. He could just divorce her. No, that's not an easy way out. Why? because he doesn't want to divorce her. She comes from a prestigious family, and now he'll be off limits that entire family. So the Braisa that says that if you divorce a woman, the Braisa that says if you go to a Chacham and he's Materet, it is not a good marriage. It's because there's no hope for this marriage, because there's always the possibility that she'll continue making Nedarim, and he doesn't have a way out because he's not going to want to divorce her. So therefore, it's not considered a good marriage. The Amar, he says, Lo nichali de itzer b'krovasa, I do not want to be in a situation where I will be usher to her relatives. So the Gemara asks, Yihachi, if so, Seifa, the Seifa, the Ktani, Aval hu shahalach etzel chacham, let's say he married her on condition he doesn't have Nedarim. Vihi tira in the chacham was matar. It's a roi favor riposo, or by a doctor, and the doctor healed him. Mekudeshes. Why don't we say, listen, ain't a mekudeshes? We should say it's not a good marriage, because for symmetry, we would have to be speaking about where he's also an Adam Chashav. So if he's an Adam Chashav, then she's going to say, well, I'm worried that he's going to make Nedarim in the future, and there's not going to be a way out, because I'm going to become usher to all of his relatives. So the Achronim ask, they say, it's stam a question on the Seifa. Even if the Reisha is not talking about an Adam Chashav, if there's a concern that if someone makes a Nedar, they will make a Nedarim in the future, then it should never be a good marriage, because she should always be concerned that she doesn't have a way out, because it's not up to her to get divorced. He may not want to divorce her. It has nothing to do with him being an Adam Chashav. But the Gemara is asking, V'lema hacha ba'adam chashav askinan. Why don't we say, here we're talking about an Adam Chashav, the Amra, where she'll say, Lo nichale de itzer b'kroive, I don't want to become usher to his relatives. Says the Gemara, nah, she's going to stick it out with him. Women don't care what their husband is. Even if their husband is a bozo, they're happy. A man is always evaluating, measuring, cheshbening exactly what status his wife is on. Because for a man wants a woman who's up to par. A woman is happy even if the guy is a shlamazel, a shlamiel, an oisfarf. She's fine with it. She doesn't care. As long as she's married, as long as she changes her last name and she could tell her friends there was a guy who wanted her, a wife is happy. A man, he only wants A-plus goods. The woman, she doesn't care. Even if she gets a sack of potatoes, she's happy. Okay. I didn't hear... This should not be playing in the background of anybody's... Okay. It says, Gemara, Ihi b'chol duhu nichale. She is happy with anything. Okay? Kedrei shlakish. Did I just hear in the back one of some women shaking their head or something? Ihi b'chol duhu nichale. She's happy with any semblance of a guy. Kedrei shlakish. Amarei shlakish. Tav l'meisav tandu v'l'meisav amalu. Better to be with two than to be by myself. By the way, we had this in Yevamos Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Abaye Amar, Dishim Shemana Gavra Korsa Becharasa Ramala. Even if her husband is short like an ant, she puts her chair among free women. Meaning she doesn't care what he is. He could be a hunchback. He could be a invalid. He could be without any intelligence. She's happy. But we're going to see that it does not have a happy ending. With all of these, the tolerance that women have for their husbands, it doesn't have a good ending. Rav Papa Amar, Dinafsa Gavra, Tikre B'Seifa, Bava V'Tesev. Even if the husband cuts wool, which is a disparaging trade, she calls him to sit with her by the door. Ravashi Amar, Dikalsa Gavra, Leiboy Tavchi L'Kidra. Even if he's from questionable lineage, she doesn't ask him for anything. She doesn't even ask him for lentils. Now, so you'll ask, why are women so tolerant of these lousy husbands? The answer is, this way they could be mezana whenever they like, and then when they become pregnant, they say it's from my husband. So it's not inherently that she's willing to put up with a sack of potatoes. It's that it fits her needs. So, Tana v'chulan mezanois v'toz v'alein. A woman who puts up with a subpar husband, it's because she has devious intentions. I have nothing further to add on that. Okay. Fine. Now, the Mishnah said earlier that there's certain mumen. There's certain mumen. All mumen that pasul kohanim, pasul a marriage. Yeah? However, Tana hoisifu alein zeya v'shuma v'reachapa. They added that there are certain women that pasul a marriage that don't pasul kohanim. What are they? Zeya, a woman who's sweaty. V'shuma, or she has a mole. V'reachapa, or bad breath. Chronic bad breath. So, but it doesn't pasul a kohen. Says Gemara, "V'hani mikanu like pasli? These don't pasul a kohen." But time we learned the Mishnah, "Hazokain, an old kohen, v'achalasik kohen, v'hamazuam, a smelly kohen." Utnan. Now, this is talking about animals, and regarding this Mishnah, Utnan, mumen elu, bein kvuin, bein oivrin, psulim ba'adam. These mumen, whether they're steady or whether they're fleeting, they pasul in a person. So we see that a smelly kain is pasul. And yet the Braisa said, a smell is only a psul for marriage. Am Rabbi Yosi Baruch Hanina like Kasha. Kan b'zeh oiveres, kan b'zeh she'en oiveres. Fleeting sweatiness is only a psul. By a woman. But if it's steady, it's a psul by a kohen. Rashi says, nothing. Now, this is very difficult. Again, the question is, we started off saying that smell is a psul by a woman and not a psul by a kohen. But we learned mezuham, Bain kvuin, bain oivrin, are psulin ba'adam. So Gemara says, kan b'zeya oiveras, kan b'zeya she'en oiveras. Presumably, if it's zeya oiveras, if it's fleeting sweat, it's a psul only by a woman. But if it's not fleeting, it's a psul even by kaihanim. Question is, but it says by kaihanim, bain kvuin, bain oivrin, whether it's steady or fleeting, and it's a psul. So, Tosfos says, kan b'zeh oiveres, it doesn't mean fleeting here. It means you could rinse it off, you could get rid of it, you could wash it off. You could wash it off.
When it says temporary, does that mean that cannot wash it? It will last for a little short period of time, but it's
going to
stay.
You
can't wash it off.
According to the first pshat of Tosfos, oiveres means you could wash it off. Zeya ein oiveres means you can't wash it off. Again, because the Gemara had asked the stira. It says that smell is only psul by a woman, not by a kohen. And then the Mishnah said smell is a problem by a kohen. And the thing is, it says whether it's steady or passing. So what does Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina mean? Kan b'zeh oiveres, kan b'zeh she'en oiveres. it's a psul by a kohen only if it's eino oiveras. But the Mishnah says explicitly bein kvu and bein oivarim. So Tosfos says it means, it doesn't mean steady or passing. It means whether you could remove it. Ravashi Amar, Zeya Amezuam Karamas. You're going to ask a steer between sweat and smelly? Sweat is only absolved by a woman. Smelly is absolved even by a kain. Hasam Gabe Kaihanim Evshel Avra Bikiwa de Chamra. You see, Zeya by Kaihanim is not absolved because you could remove it with vinegar. You could bathe in the well-known wine vinegar soap, and that will take care of any smell. Umirecha penami, and even and bad breath also. Efsha denaka pupula bapume va'avad avoida. He could put pepper in his mouth and do the avoida. Aval gaba yisha lo yefsha, but not by a woman. Why? Because what? By a woman, she'll only do it when she needs it. What do you mean? She always needs it. She's talking only. So you say only when she's talking. Rashi says, "Kshehu medaberi makol shah." She's always talking. So there's no off time. Yeah. Okay. I'm just reading the words. Okay. Hi, shuma hechi damya. What about the mole? Ida isbaseir. If there's a hair in it. Then it's a psul both by marriage and by a kohen. Idolai isba sayar, if there's no hair. So, ishuma gedoilahi, hachavacha pasa. If it's big, it's a psul by both. Ishuma gtan, if it's small, he hachavacha loy pasa. The tanya will enter in brisa, shuma sheish basayar, a mole that has hair. Harezemum, ein basayar, gedoilah rezemum, ktana ein zemum. Ve'ezel gedoilah, pier shushum gamliel. Ad ki isser ho italki, the size of an Italian isser. Ah, mamish, in yana diyama. Okay. So it says the Gemara, really we're talking about a small mole. Am Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina ba'oimedes al padachta. It's on, but it's a small mole, and it's on her forehead. So it says it's on her forehead? The guy didn't realize when he went to the Brooklyn Marriott that the lady has a mole on her forehead. What was he doing? He was just, his head was in the Diet Coke. So then, why did he go out in the first place? He sees there's a mole on her forehead. Padachta Rav Nefais, if it's on her forehead, he saw and he was appeased. Amar Papa ba'imedes la tachas kapa shel roisha. It's under her hair cover. V'zimnen de mischazia, v'zimnen de loy mischazia. Sometimes it's seen, sometimes it's not seen. What do you mean her hair cover? She was covering her hair when she was single? I guess it was some kind of headband that she wore, even though she didn't have to cover her hair. Okay. Amar Rav Chisda, Hamilsa Migavra Rabba Shmieli. Rav Chisda said, this matter I heard from a great person. Umanu Rav Shila, and who is it Rav Shila? Nashcha Kelev, if she's been by a dog, Vinasim Kamet Salakas, and there's a scab there, a wound there, there's a mark to Harezemum. Amr of Chizda, Koil Ave Beisha Harezemum. A deep voice of a woman is a mum. Shenemar, Ki Koilech Arev Marechnave, because your voice is sweet and your appearance is pleasant. So we see that an attractive quality of a woman is that her voice is not deep. So the question is, how is it a mum? Didn't he talk to her? Did she not talk to him? Tani Rav Nasan Bira. Bein Dade Isha Tefach. That it's a mum for a woman if the space between her breasts is one tefach? Well, actually, at this point, the statement is that that's what it should be. Bein da de isha should be a tefach. So, savra vacha brei derava kamei deravashi lemeimar tefach l'mal yusa. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, thought before Rav Ashi to say that's considered preferable. Amalei Rav Ashi, no, gabi mum and tanya. That shear of a tefach bein da deha is a mum. Not that's how it should be, but it's considered an imperfection. Vikama, what is the proper amount that's considered appealing? Amar Abaye, shalosh etzbais, three fingers. Tanya, Rav Nosson Omer, kol isha shedadeh agasin mishal chavrosah, reiz amum. If a woman's dadim are bigger than typical, it's an imperfection. Vikama, what's the shir? Amar Rav Maisha, Barbara de Rabbi Shimon Levi, Mishneh de Rabbi Shimon Levi, tefach. The shear larger is a tefach. Says Gemara, mi ika ki hai gavna? Is there even such a thing that it could be that shear? In the Amar Rabbi Bar Chana. Rabbi Chana said. Now Rabbi Chana is the one who's always, you know, he has these adventures all over the world where he sees wondrous things. You know, you have the Gemaras in Baba Basra where Rabbi Bar Chana saw wondrous things. See, he says, Ani ro'isi arbaya achas, I saw one Arab woman, shevshila dadeh l'achreya, she was able to sling her dadim behind her, v'hinika es bina, and nurse her child. Ulitzioin ye'amar ish v'ish yuladba. Tetzioin, it will be said, each man is born there. This is a teaching of Ramaisha Barbarid Rav Yishuv ben Levi. About Tzion, it will be said, each man is born there. V'hu yichanin ha'elyon, he will establish it on high. Amar Ramaisha Barbarid Rav Yishuv ben Levi, Echad ha'noilad ba, v'echad ha'mitzap el'roisa. Whether someone is actually born in Tzion, or whether one yearns to see Tzion, they are considered born in it. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, V'chad minayhu adiv ketrei minan. One of them is better than two of us. One Israeli Amora is greater than two Babylonian Amoram. Because Avira de Ara Mechakma. Because the air of Eretz Yisrael makes somebody wiser. So one Israeli Amor is greater than two Babylonian Amor. Amar Rava, Rava said, but if we would go there, we would be better than two of them. Because here in Bavel, we don't have Avira Da'ara, we have to work very hard. So if we ever take our abilities to Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rava, B'chad Minan, one of us, Kisagla, awesome, when we go there, Adav Gitrevina, we're as good as two of them. Proof is in the pudding. Da Rab Yirmiya, Dechiyava Hacha, Loyava Yadamai Kamri Rabbanan. Rab Yirmiya, when he was in Bavel, he had no idea what the rabbis were saying. He couldn't understand them. Yeah, but when he went there, Kisagla, awesome, Kari Le Bavloi Tipshoi. As soon as he got to Eretz Yisrael, he said those Babylonian scholars are a bunch of fools. So we see, basically, going to Eretz Yisrael, you increase your wisdom fourfold. Fourfold. Because so long as you're here, two of us, we're only half as good as them. And then when you get there, you're twice as good as them. So you increase, I think, right? That's the math. If you're only half as good as them, and then when you get there, you're twice as good as them, you increase your ability fourfold.
Maybe that's the reason why one of the reasons you're allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael is for Lima Torah.
Well, you shouldn't be allowed to leave, right? Because then you're going to go down fourfold.
But what did that say to me?
then you develop some sort of acumen, then you go back there to Israel, so you're fourfold.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're, Stam, you let it go. Yeah, I don't know. Now, what do these two statements of Rabbi Maisha, Breda Shimon Levi, have to do with each other? You know, first he teaches a statement about the sheer mum of a woman, and then he teaches about Eretz Yisrael being, so to speak, the mother of all Jews, of whether they live there or they want to live there. Now, this Gemara, Letzion Yomer Ishvish Yuleba, appears elsewhere, I believe. Where else do we have this Gemara? I don't see. I'm not sure. All right, friends. Thanks very much. Tomorrow, we do maybe the most lamdish amud in Shas. Ayin Hey Amud Beis, Masechta Ksubis. Kan Nimsu, Kan Hayu. Cheska Saguf. Ayam Venaira. Okay? Brace yourselves. Good stuff tomorrow. Hatzlach, have a great night.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.